producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we are for another week of America Tonight, coming off of a weekend where Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live. And I have to say, I watched it from end to end, and he actually did a pretty decent job. For the sketches that he was involved with, they were kitschy and clever, and I think flowed pretty well. I guess there were some that he ixnayed, and good for him, because he may go over the top, but he realized he had to reel it in a little bit, right? In the meantime, it's Carson under fire as we continue down the Republican path. The Republican presidential candidate is turning up his own attack back on the news media. He says for stories that are just political hit jobs, and he's boasting that, go ahead, hit me some more, because I'm just raising some money. He raised $3.5 million off of the latest criticism, and he says it's all these stories about his past are fueling the passions for people to want to donate and back his campaign, and that's just part of what the political swirl was on Sunday. You know, we're getting to that time of the year where it's the gift that keeps on giving, because we're not quite into the primaries yet, and you would think that some will fall. Just like ornaments that tend to fall off the Christmas tree, you got to figure some will start to fall on the Republican side because there's more. On the Democratic side, we've already seen the hand go by the board. Will O'Malley stick in this, or is it just come down to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, since all the speculation over Joe Biden is over? Biden weeks ago comes out and says he's not running. And this makes it kind of interesting, because this is the season to watch for that. And especially as we get closer to once we hit the primaries. So a question was posed to me about Trump, as I open up with Trump. Did all the shtick and the jokes and all that, does that help or hurt Donald Trump by appearing on a show like a Saturday Night Live? I mean, listen, Sarah Palin went on Saturday Night Live. John McCain went on Saturday Night. Obama, Hillary Clinton. You know, it's about awareness. And you figure, well, what's the demographics of who is watching Saturday Night Live? And why not? And he had say in what he was willing to do and what he wasn't willing to do. And I think it worked out for him. That's why I say that. So, you know, whether there were people protesting or not, and there were people protesting outside of BlackRock, outside of NBC, it didn't matter. I mean, he was able to hold his own. He got some publicity. I think it's a moot point as to whether or not a show like a Saturday Night Live hurts a political person. So we've seen so many others in the past do it, like I said, including Sarah Palin, who was getting skewered in parody formats every week by Saturday Night Live, and Tina Fey, who just had nailed her dead on. So it just goes to show you that there's a reason why you would do that. It's just elevating the personality. I don't see how it hurts anything, you know, whatsoever. Some of the interesting things that we're going to jump into here include, besides the political swirl, the odds and ends. In other words, what are some of the other things that we're jawing about from over the weekend? And one of them is the downed jet, the Russian jet. And was it just the fact that the jet was lousy, or is it much more than that? Was it some kind of an attack? And of course, we know last week ISIS claiming credit for bringing down the jet, and what a terror, you know, that this was their ultimate terror threat realized. Or is it more propaganda than anything else? When the plane was brought down, was it just convenient to say, oh, you know, we're taking credit for it, and just to say, yeah, okay, fine? No, there's much more to the story, in other words, much more to that story. And also, speaking of things in the air, sad what happened in the Russian plane because of the people who were killed in it. But this is something that's been controversial in the past, but a naval missile test off of SoCal created a huge uproar. So if you're listening to us on the West Coast, or really for that matter anywhere, your feelings on these unarmed missiles being tested, but the Navy fired an unarmed missile from a sub on Saturday. I mean, we've seen this happen in other places, but it created this light that streaked across the sky and was pretty visible. In fact, they say it was visible from as far away as Nevada and Arizona. They conducted the missile test from the USS Kentucky, a ballistic missile submarine. They said it's part of the ongoing scheduled evaluation, that they do this frequently to ensure that the system works. Is it reliable? They need that information. They need to do test launches. And information about test launches is classified prior to any launch. Of course it is, so they don't tell anyone. Except for perhaps a sheriff's department or two. But the streak of light led to a lot of calls as social media blew up. People were posting photos and videos, and they said the light could have been a meteor, could have been a visit from E.T. Yes, extraterrestrials. That's always the first thought. Now, the claim of potentially it being a meteor could have been much more possible because of some of the showers that have taken place between November 5th and 12th. Up to the 12th, we're supposed to get them, and it's supposed to be pretty active this year. NASA's been telling everybody that, but I don't think many people realize that. So if you see that light, yes, you're going to question it when you see that light going across the sky. But I love how people automatically jump to the ET thing. They're coming to get us. That's what that is. That's what we're seeing. Yeah, I don't think so. And because I used to cover some of those launches at Vandenberg, and that same thing, there were missiles that were launched where they didn't tell people what was going on, and for that reason, because of the whole classified deal. And if we were going to catch video of it, you had to kind of have the inside scoop on it. And occasionally, let's just say, we had the inside scoop and were able to catch video because this was television news that I was doing. And as we get ready for our elections, and we continue, like I said, with the Sunday swirl, and we will limp out of this year and into the primaries for the Dems and the Republicans, you had millions of people that voted in Myanmar's hysterical and historic election. So it's pretty interesting. They across Myanmar, they counted votes after this election that opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party was expected to win easily, but its kind of idea of forming a government is still got a lot of obstacles in the way. They're trying to move toward a bigger democracy. But Sunday's vote was touted as the freest ever in that nation, which was under military rule, remember, for almost half a century, and then kind of one of those quasi-civilian governments for the last five. Most of the eligible 30 million voters cast ballots, some for the very first time. How about that? Can you imagine? 30 million, the most eligible people, all casting ballots. Wish we could have that kind of turnout. Hang with us.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Side of the fence, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This week we'll be talking a lot about what's being said getting closer to the end of the year. Got to throw this in as we kind of mix it all up. And by the way, at the tail end of the show, Patrick Eggdorf will join us as we do our version of True or False. How about this one? True or False, Philadelphia beat the Dallas Cowboys in overtime in Dallas. You know, we do that nail the score thing. And it's true, Philly did beat Dallas 33-27. So the Dallas Cowboys have lost six straight, almost one I could say for a week and count. But six straight, they need their quarterback Tony Romo to get back in a hurry. He's supposed to be back in two games. But wrapping up all the games, except for that Monday, you still have the Monday night game, but the Sunday night game, Philadelphia winning it. And nobody nailed the score, 33-27. 33-27. A good reminder that every Tuesday into Wednesday, our second hour, our final segment of our second hour, we do this fun, cool game called Nail the Score. If you correctly pick the winner of the game and the score, you'll win a computer from all of us here at America Tonight. And let me tell you, they gave me a test one so that I could really figure out what it was like. And I'm looking at it right now. It's a Nextbook, and it's a Flex. I'll tell you, it's a Flex 11, and it's fabulous. You can use it as a tablet, and it's got a keyboard, too. It's pretty light, so you can carry it anywhere with you. Let's just put it this way. It's a computer. So you'd be getting another computer if you already have one. And if you don't have a notebook, a Nextbook, wow, well, then you'll get your first one. And I have a good feeling this year that somebody, I don't know who, but somebody is going to nail the score. It hasn't happened yet, but there's still plenty of time left for somebody to step up and nail the score. All right, I was talking about Myanmar and the votes, the fact that you had anyone who is eligible, seemingly, of the 30 million step up and go and vote, which is great. And to me, and I say this all the time, You know, I don't care how you vote, in a sense. I care that you go and vote. Because just so many people say that, typical line, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter who's elected, it's all the same, so I'm just not going to vote. And that's so false. If more people voted, there could be a swing. I mean, I'm all for getting rid of the Electoral College, first of all, but regardless, what a difference it would make in America. If you had every eligible voter voting, if you had, you know, a 10% drop off of that, it'd be incredible if we saw those kinds of numbers. Are you kidding? Be amazing if that were to happen. So we also mentioned about the freaky lights over L.A. that whipped everybody up thinking that E.T. was coming to town or that something else was going on. And I was explaining that, yeah, this is one of those secret launches, and it was from a sub, so no word, nobody got the word that this was happening because it was classified. And then they find out afterwards. It does leave something to the imagination in the 140-character world. I saw something the other day on it where somebody wrote, maybe the aliens have finally found their way back to Earth, or are we the aliens? And I thought it was so funny. Of course, they had a bunch of symbols in there because, remember, you have to use your words sparingly. Let's put it that way. So here's the deal. A couple of controversial things also bubbled up, which seems like every other thing we say is controversial, right? But one of them dealt with Starbucks. I mean, do you care about Starbucks? Perhaps not. Except for this whole thing with their cup. They have a plain red holiday cup, right? And the plain red holiday cup is getting some people pretty upset. It seems that Christmas, you just cannot win with Christmas or holidays in any direction anymore. And it's so crazy. Of all the things we have to worry about, how can it be that this is the thing that we're worried about? I don't get it. Why are we concerned about whether a cup is plain, whether it says holiday on it, whether it says Christmas on it? I mean, really what's happened is somehow we've been forced, in some cases, to bag Christmas altogether, and that makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't understand why we have to put up with that. It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, the scoop is on the Starbucks deal. The red cup is they're removing Christmas. So what happened is a former pastor who says he's a social media personality posted a video on Facebook that went viral where he criticizes Starbucks for removing Christmas from their cups because they hate Jesus. And he encouraged customers to say Merry Christmas instead of their names in order to trick or encourage them to write that on the cups, you know, to have to say it. So he's got a hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks, and this is a guy, he sees this, says this is ridiculous, comes up with the idea. His video has more than 10 million viewers. More than 10 million viewers have looked at this video that went viral. And, I mean, so here's the question is exactly what I said, and we have so many examples of this that continue to happen. I just don't get it. How is it that we all coexisted before, whatever the religion was, whether you were Jewish, whether you were Muslim, whether you were whatever you were, that we could celebrate our respective ideologies, holidays, and not have this crumble down around us? So, of course, his message went viral because it's something that gets under the skin of a lot of people. Some of the video's most popular comments pointed out that the company sells gift cards with Merry Christmas written on them and sells a Christmas blend coffee. So they have a Christmas blend coffee. And the red cup is just a red cup with the Starbucks symbol on it. And, you know, there is a subliminal thing here. I think when you see the red cup, you just know, oh, okay, Christmas. And if I'm a spokesperson for Starbucks, pretty much that's what I would say. But, yeah, that's just, it means, you know, red means it's the intended reaction that it's that it means Christmas. And here's the bottom line. Is it going to do anything to the sales at Starbucks? No, it's not. But it's just another one of those crazy things that, you know, that somebody at the company, when they were sitting there discussing it, said, well, you know, that's offensive to some people, and maybe everyone doesn't celebrate Christmas, and maybe that's really annoying to some people, so that we can't do that, and we so let's just do a red cup. And the cups actually came out in late October, and the vice president of the company said they wanted to usher in the holidays with a purity of design that welcomes all of our stories. So that, I think, is what's behind it. All of our stories, saying that the cup is meant to be a blank canvas, encouraging customers to tell their stories in their own way. Oh, my, oh, my. I don't know that it's going to turn into any kind of a movement, but it is part of the buzz in the backyard, and I'm wondering if that is annoying to any of you. In fact, you can throw in your two cents. Are we burying Christmas? And why are we burying Christmas? Why can't we celebrate Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Merry Christmas and celebrate what everybody wants to celebrate, whatever it is? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. It really is. It's been like nonstop, I would say in the past decade, and maybe before that, but really where we felt the swing has been in this last decade. Not so much before that. Before, you would say, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever. No biggie. Now, because we have to separate, and it does feel like, I mean, seriously, I don't care if you're an atheist or you're Jewish or you're whatever you are. It does feel like sometimes they're bagging on the whole Christian movement, which I don't really get. Do you? If you do, explain it to me. 855-266-5283. When we come back, more odds and ends, goodies from the campaign trail, next on ATN.
Time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, where are you, America? Wake up, sleepyheads. 855-266-5283. Here's the scoop. A couple of things I've already jawed about. One, Trump does Saturday Night Live. Is that good for him or bad for him? I think it's neutral. I think that other political people have done it. In fact, once again, Donald Trump is a ratings boom for anybody who has them. He knows it, too. Do you know Saturday Night Live's ratings jumped to nearly a four-year high? Uh-huh. You don't think they didn't know that? Of course. It's, again, television or magazines or newspaper are about circulation. It's about the money. So the Nielsens from Saturday Night Live's telecast averaged a 6.6 rating, a 16 share in metered market households. That's how they do it. That's up 57% from the average. And it's the top-rated show since Charles Barkley did the show in 2012. Up 53% versus a year ago in November. 53%. Are you kidding me? That's huge. So the estimated total viewers, they think that the exact number will be out, but they think it's going to be about 9 million. 9 million. Look, the guy lights up the ratings. So Who is it good for? It's good for Saturday Night Live. I guarantee Lorne Michaels and the rest of the crew, they were all over Trump. And this is was a layup to do something with him, that's for sure. In the meantime, Ben Carson, I mentioned this as well, is taking hits all over the place, talking about the white students he defended, saying that they're exaggerating things that were said, and now he knows what it's like. This is what happens. You're under a microscope. Anything you say, anything that's written in your books, all of it is scrutinized. All of it. So as he battles Trump for that front runner spot in the presidential race, he just pushes aside some of these questions. NBC's Meet the Press did an interview. They aired an interview with Carson that was done at JFK Airport about questions to his claims that he shielded white students in high school during protests over the assassination of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The Wall Street Journal didn't find any kind of evidence of that, but Carson told NBC the same thing. He said when classmates said they had no memory of him trying to stab a friend or having a violent temper in his early teen years. And he says, why would they know about that unless they were one of those students? And Carson says, well, maybe one of them will come forward. And then he said, maybe they're not all spending their time reading the Wall Street Journal. And then he complained that he's being vetted more heavily than any other presidential candidate because he's a threat. I don't know. I would call foul on that. I don't think he's vetted more than any other presidential candidate. There's a weakness, and they're finding it, so it's easy to exploit the weakness. He was on ABC this week by phone. He answered questions about West Point, about discussing attendance at West Point, when General Westmoreland visited Detroit. And Carson pointed to the Military Academy's website, which used the word scholarship. That was a sort of a reference to criticism that he said he was offered a scholarship in one of his books. West Point technically charges nothing to any people who attend, but those benefits are not referred to as scholarships. So that's what they're trying to say. And Carson says, so even if it is a grant for anyone who gets in, those words are used. And if it's a recruiter or somebody's trying to get you to come there, those are the words they would use. It's on their very website. That's not a lie. On Face the Nation, he said his own staff has found proof of the incident that happened at Yale University, in which he claimed he's the only student to show up to retake a test his professor claimed was accidentally burned. Ugh. I don't know. He's going in the wrong direction, let's put it that way. But part of this is digging up things from books, and that's the deal. It's not that he's out there saying everything. It's that these are little stories that were written in books that he wrote. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, they're going after Carson with almost ridiculous zeal. You know, I mean, when you go and you start criticizing a presidential candidate because he said that he thought maybe the pyramids were used for storage, who cares, you know? What does that have to do with anything? And then they were wrong about the whole scholarship thing. You know, he was offered a scholarship by a general. You know, usually to get to a West Point, you have to go through a senator.
Mm-hmm,
I think a
that's
senator
true.
Can offer you one or, mm-hmm. or representative or something like that. But, I got a feeling that a lot of the evangelicals that are supporting Cruz are getting a little worried because Ben Carson is looking like he is the moral majority guy. He is the guy that, you know, closest to God and everything like that. And they're allowing these types of attacks. I was surprised when O'Reilly attacked him like that without even, you know, looking into the fact that, you know, the general had just spoken with him and offered him a scholarship. But that's politics.
That is, still, you know what, that's politics. It's just like what you just said. It's politics, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good news for Ben Carson, okay? Because he probably has less money than anybody, and he's getting free publicity, you see? And that means that people are hearing his name more and more, and they're going to go, who is this guy? Ben, from Detroit, huh? Black guy, or the conservative, what's this, you know? He's getting, you know, just like Trump. You make a lot of noise, and the media has to go to you, you know? And I think the media is shooting themselves in the foot because Ben Carson really wasn't making that much noise. They just stumbled into him. But I got a feeling there's something else going on with this plane. You know, I don't think they want to use the word missile, okay? Because if you say missile and plane, the first thing you're going to say is, where did the missile come from? And the answer to that is Benghazi. And then you say, well, who was in charge of that part of the country at that time? And you're going to say Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
So they're going through all kinds of hoops to make it sound like it was a bomb. But the Russians aren't saying it was a bomb. And a week before, I believe, there was, and I put this on, I sent you the message, there was a missile fired at a plane coming out of that same city. But now they're saying it was a flare. You know, like pilots can't tell the difference between a flare and a missile, you know.
yeah.
They don't want that to be a missile. Because
they don't want it to be
straight back to Hillary Clinton, and she does not want to be playing that game with Putin in the international stage. And how is she going to answer that? Is she going to say, well, why does it really matter? No, I don't think so.
Right.
So I still think that, and I sent you the numbers, I still think that plane could have been shot down by a shoulder-fired missile, and I think those missiles came from Benghazi. Anyway, Kate, that's all I got for you today.
I love that. Thanks, Tomas. In fact, he did send me something on Facebook. You can always, by the way, hit us up on Facebook. And he talked about what he was just talking about there, talking about the missiles. And they're talking about the fact that not a bomb, a missile, that a British plane almost hit. So now, as we start to pull all this apart, and we start to look around, almost hit by a rocket near Sharm el-Sheikh in August. And this is a resort area, so you know. And it came close to getting struck as it came to land there. And the British media first reported that over the weekend. But the government said it concluded it was not a deliberate attack. Are you kidding me? So it's believed to have come about 1,000 feet off the plane, but they play down the significance of it, but they're trying to pin down the cause of the Russian passenger plane crash over Egypt Sinai. I mean, come on. And they believe it was brought down by a bomb after taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh on October 31st. They say the rocket, according to this news source, the rocket was not thought to have come as close as the report actually suggested. And this week, British Prime Minister David Cameron halted flights to and from that resort on the concern that the Russian jet had been downed by a bomb. But they had tourists that were stranded. It had 20,000 Brits that were there on holiday. They go there all the time. And it erupted into chaos when only 8 of the 29 flights left Sharm el-Sheikh because Egypt said Britain's insistence the passengers returned without all their luggage meant the airport was unable to cope. Wow, so it's just insanity as they try to figure this out. True or false? Not on that, but on other things coming up next on America Tonight.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Seven-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
America Tonight, time to have fun with a little true or false as we invite technical maestro Patrick Eggdorf to play along with us. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Excellent. Always. Are you kidding? We're here on the airways having fun. Does it get any better than this? Are you kidding?
Not much better.
All right, so let's start. True or false? False. There is a sinkhole that has been swallowing cars. You know, there's been sinkholes that have cropped up kind of all over the place anymore. It's, you know, not necessarily where people think. But this sinkhole, this particular sinkhole, was in Mississippi, and it swallowed over a dozen cars. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True is correct. You know, they've had some problems in Florida with them, different parts of Florida. But seemingly sinkholes, of course, can pop up anywhere. And unfortunately, as many of you are listening to us in the great state of Mississippi, probably are very familiar with this story. I don't know. Personally, I think it's so scary to just know in some of these areas that are prone to sinkholes, they have tests, but there's no exact way to know for sure. But a large sinkhole opened up at a parking lot of a new IHOP restaurant in Meridian, Mississippi, and it happened on Sunday. It's about 50 feet wide, so it was huge, 600 feet long, and the sinkhole swallowed about 15 cars. They had to keep people away, I mean, because all of a sudden it was happening. Nobody got hurt. That's the good news. The cause of the sinkhole, still under investigation. The restaurant has to be closed until they've made all the repairs. But like I mentioned, the good news is that you didn't have anybody that was killed in this incident, because that can happen. That's happened before. There was a terrible story in Florida where a family was in the house and the brother-in-law, or brother actually, was in a bedroom and he got sucked into the sinkhole. So when that room collapsed, they could not help him. I mean, he was buried alive in the sinkhole. So it's no laughing matter. It's just once it opens, if everybody's away from it, if it's a car, that's different than a person. Okay, so, because it's the human life we care about, right? You can always replace cars and other things. But really, when somebody dies that way, when some freak accident happens, and it can, I mean, it's life, but whew, awful. All right, we move on to our next true or false. How about this? I like this one. We'll see if you get this right or not. Do you know that right now, true or false, they are talking about the fact that researchers are saying that some foods are incredibly, the foods themselves, because of all of us being concerned about weight or eating better, some foods are just simply addicting. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. You are correct. I must be not too tricky here anymore. But this new research they're doing, of course they always do research on food, but some of this new research that's coming out is definitely showing that some foods are just addicting. And, of course, that's the idea. If you are in the food business, you want people to be addicted to your product. Pizza, french fries, ice cream that we like to indulge in. After a night of maybe partying or whatever. Research suggests, however, we can have benders on those foods. It doesn't have anything to do with, I had a few too many glasses of wine or whatever, that it might be a sign of addiction. They've wondered this for a while, of people losing control over how much they eat and experiencing withdrawal when they're cut off, like drug or alcohol addiction. So now they're saying that food addiction can be a real problem for some types of foods. And the ones that are the most addictive, they did this with some undergrads at the University of Michigan and another group of adults, about 400 adults, and they use 35 different types of food, anything from pizza to broccoli, and whether they think they could have problems controlling how much they ate. 18 of the items were processed foods, meaning they had, you know, sugars and fats and all that other stuff. So topping the list was pizza, chocolate, chips, cookies, ice cream, french fries, cake, and soda. They're all processed food. Then followed closely behind cheese and bacon, unprocessed foods, but high in fat and salt. Do you eat any of those foods, Patrick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I knew that question was true right when you started, you know, telling it.
Well, yeah, because you got to think about this. I do think there is something to that. Pizza, think of what I'm talking about. Cookies, french fries, and I guarantee that may only be with a couple of them. It doesn't mean that you're addicted to all of those things, but I can see how the food is incredibly addictive. I mean, absolutely. All right, how about this? J.K. Rowling, who's famous for the Harry Potter books, you think of all those books she read, says she's actually working on a new children's book. Do you believe that? True or false?
I think I might have heard that somewhere. I'm going to say true.
True. Yes, indeed. She is. Of course she is. Because what is she going to do with all her idle time? I mean, she's got money she could throw up in the air and burn, and that's all great, but she needs something to occupy her time. So she's got to get back to writing. That's the deal. She has to get back to writing. So she's coming up with a new book, and she's involved in that book. All right, how about this one? We move from J.K. Rowling, and who knows what the next series will be, or series of books, or just maybe one book. But how about this? Jon Stewart, not too long ago, was doing a late night show, as you know, now has struck up a deal with the Lifetime Network to produce a series based on powerful women. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
False. I had to throw in a false there. Jon Stewart did strike a deal, but it was with HBO. So he's doing something with HBO, not with the Lifetime Network. He is going to comment on current events, apparently. And I mean, I don't know how long of a break he's taking, because you figure the presidential election is around the corner. What else are we focusing on constantly here on America Tonight? And with 2016 being oh so interesting, that I guess he's in a different form. He's taking time off, but, you know, from the Daily Show and the daily grind of the Daily Show, but wants to get back into television, or decided it was just too good to be true to not take the gig with HBO, so we would have a seat at the table. Because it's kind of that weird thing where once you go away, then you're away, and it's tough to, you know, it's tough to stay away, I guess. So he said he wanted to work. He said he would find a way to work with someone as brilliant, and if he could find the brilliant, perfect scenario, he would do it. So he's doing it. He is going to be part of this new show. You know, after he left Comedy Central, that's what he decided. He's not going to be a fake newsman, or he's not going to do any of that kind of stuff that he did on The Daily Show. He's going to be someone who does a running kind of commentary. He'll start producing short-form digital content so he can comment on current events. I think it's brilliant. It's just won't take as much time, and he gets to still have, like I said, a seat at the table. How about that? All right, one last one. Paid patriotism at NFL games is being blasted in a new Senate report. True or false?
True.
True, yes, indeed. Of course we're blasting paid patriotism. Why not? We're blasting everything else in every other direction. All right, Patrick Eggdorf, thank you so much. Another version of True or False wrapped up, and thank you for listening to America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.